Welcome to day 128. We are up to Perek Tes, Mishnah Tes, and these are the final two Mishnayos of Maseches Kilayim. We are finishing Kilayim today, which I think is pretty special. We learned yesterday that in order for something to be considered Kilayim Mid'oraisa, from the Torah's perspective, it needs to have three criteria. It needs to have gone through Shua, Tavoy, Venus. The wool first needs to be spread out and then spun into threads, and then the linen needs to be spread out and then spun into threads, and then they are woven together. If it has those three criteria, the spreading out, the spinning into threads, and then being woven together, then it is kilayim midaraisa, then it is a biblical prohibition of kilayim. Now, our Mishnah is going to say that even if it doesn't have all three criteria, but let's say only has one, or maybe has none of them, it might still be aser, might still be prohibited midrabanan, rabbinically. So says Mishnah Tes, livadim, when it comes to felt, asurim. If it was felt made out of fibers of wool and linen together, that is aser. Why? Mipnei shehem shuim, because they were at the very least spread out into one another. The way felt is made is that it doesn't necessarily have threads and they're not woven together, but instead they're almost pressed together. They're spread out into one another. So in this case, it certainly doesn't have all three criteria. We don't have the threads and they're not woven together, but still the wool and linen are pressed into one another, spread out into one another, and that would be enough rabbinically midrabanan for it to be aser in terms of kilayim. Piv shel tzemer b'shel pishtin. If there was a border, if there was a linen garment and there was a border of wool around that, somehow the border was attached, not through typical weaving, but attached through some other sort of mechanism or means that would not be considered biblical kilayim, is still usher, says the Mishnah. It is still prohibited. Why? And there are two ways to understand that. Either because it reinforces the weave of linen, right? The threads of linen that were woven together to create the garment, this wool border, even though it's not attached to the weaving, still reinforces the weave of the linen, and that would be problematic. Or the other way to explain it, I think the Tiferes Yisrael says, is that it looks like they're woven together, even if they were not attached in that way. Still, it looks like the border was attached to the linen garment, and therefore that would be problematic. Midrabanan. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Meshichos shel argaman asuros. A meshichos is a belt. Argaman was like this purple wool. So if there's a woolen belt, it would be usser to tie around, let's say, a linen robe, b'tnei shehu molel ad shelo kosher. Because before you put the belt around and you tie it, often what you do is you'd be molel it, you'd put in a few stitches to loosely attach the belt to the garment, so that the belt, when you tie it, or if it becomes a little loose, it won't totally fall off. So since you add a few stitches to keep it in place, then it is considered, this woolen belt would be considered attached to the linen garment, and that would be problematic because of kilayim. I wonder if in modern belts that we have, the belt loops, if we slip the belt loop together, I wonder if that would be considered, again, that kind of a temporary or very weak fastening of the belt to the garment, but enough to make it a considered one garment, that would be usher. I wonder if that would qualify in the same way that these stitches would. Lo yikshor seret shel tzemer b'shel pishtin. If you have a almost like a strip of wool, and then you have another strip of linen, lachbor goes masnam. You should not connect those two to create a belt in order to tie it around your pants or around a robe. Again, you have a strip of wool and a strip of linen. Says the Mishnah, afal pi sharetzua be'emtza, even if there's a leather strip in between. So we're not even talking about strapping or tying the wool and linen directly to one another. That we assume would certainly be problematic. But if you have the strip of linen, and then you have a strip of leather, and then you have a strip of wool, still you're not allowed to do that. Why? Because when you end up tying it in the front, they'll overlap and be tied into one another, and that would be a problem. Says Mishnah Yud, Osos Hagardin v'Osos Hakovsin. These labels of someone who weaves things together, a tailor, I guess, or of a launderer, then Asuros Mishum Kilayim. Imagine you sew in a patch or a label that is of linen into a woolen suit. That would be usher because of kilayim. The Mefarshim explained that we're talking about is that often to identify the garment, they might say, sew your name. They might sew something that says David Block into the inside of my suit so that it would be identifiable. Now the Mishnah is going to explain to what extent is something considered tied together in order to create kilayim. So imagine you have a bit of wool and you have another bit of linen, let's say a strip of each. How do you tie them together? At what point do they become considered attached such that there would be a problem with kilayim? So says the Mishnah, Hatokev tekifa achas. If you have a strip of wool and a strip of linen and then you do one stitch, so to say, meaning you take a needle with thread and you just put it through once together. So now they're attached, just you went a needle right through. That is not considered enough. That can fall right off, and that would not be considered. It says the Mishnah, Eino Chibor, they're not considered attached. The Mishnah is really talking about for the purposes of a Tumah here. When it comes to this, you know, spiritual impurity, we've talked about it a lot. If two things are attached, so then when one becomes Tameh, then automatically the other one becomes Tameh. So says the Mishnah, this is Eino Chibor, this is not considered an attachment in that sense. So if one strip becomes Tameh, the other would not become Tameh because they're not really connected. You just put a needle through them. The Ein Ba Mishum Kilayim, it would not be considered Kilayim, again, because they're not really attached. The Shomta B'Shabbos Pater, and someone who separates that on Shabbos would be exempt. Meaning one of the malachos is Korea, you're not allowed to tear, separate things apart. Well, these weren't really considered together in the first place, and therefore, if you did separate them, you'd be exempt on Shabbos. And the same thing, by the way, in the other way. If you were to do tefira like that, or another malacha is sewing, if you sewed by just putting a needle through two different strips of material, that would not be considered sewing, because it's not, it doesn't hold. That's not considered. So there are three implications. It's not considered a chibor in terms of tumah, it's not considered kilayim, and it's not considered a violation on Shabbos. Asa shnei rasha letzad echad, but if both sides of the thread are now coming out of the same side, meaning to say that you put the needle through on one side and then you put it right back through the bottom. You went through the top and then you put it right back through the bottom, and now both are on the top. That is already considered a stitch, says the Mishnah. Chibor, it is considered connected. So if one became Tameh, the other one became Tameh. V'yeshba mishum kilayim, and if one was wool and one was linen, they would be considered attached, and that would be a problem with kilayim. V'ashomta b'Shabbos chayev, and if you separated them Shabbos, that you'd be chayev, you'd be you violated Shabbos because they were actually attached. So that's already enough. If you go through once one side and then you bring it back to the other side, that would be considered enough of an attachment. Rabbi Yehuda Omer ad sheyishalish. Rabbi Yehuda says no, it needs one more. You'd have to go into the from the top, then for the bottom back to the top, and then again to the bottom. That would be the way to attach them. We don't paskin like that. We have paskin that two is enough. You don't need three. And the final case in our Masechta, hasak v'hakupa mitstarfin l'kilayim, which is not exactly clear what it means. A sack and a box would combine for kilayim. So the way it's generally understood is that if there was a sack that, let's say, had a bit of wool attached to it, and then you had a box that had a bit of linen attached to it, and then you attached the wool and linen together, that would be problematic. Why would we think otherwise? Because perhaps you would say that it's not really attached to one. The identity of these items is not that they're connected by the wool and linen, it's that there's a box that has some linen, and there's a sack that has some wool, okay, and then they were connected. But each one has its own identity. One is attached to a box, and one is attached to a sack, and that would therefore be, you'd think that it would be okay, but no, if they're woven together, that would still be a problem. Kilayim, you wouldn't be allowed to drape that over yourself or use that as a blanket. The other way of looking at it is based on the Kahati quotes a Girsa in the Sifri, that the Rambam actually paskins halacha. It seems like the Rambam adopts the way, the explanation that we're about to say, and that is that there's a word missing. Actually, it should say hasak v'akupa mitzarfin es hakilam. Not mitzarfin likilam, but mitzarfin es hakilam. Meaning to say that if you put in wool and linen inside a sack or inside a box, and then you wrapped them together, right? You closed it, and you somehow brought them together, that would be a problem of kilam. You would not then be allowed to put that sack over yourself, let's say as a blanket, even though they're not woven together, still that would be enough, at least midrabanan, to be for it to be considered kilayim. Salik Meseches Kilayim. Mazel Tov, everyone. We finished Meseches Kilayim, and we will start tomorrow. We will start Meseches Shavis, which has to do with Shemitah, which is very relevant this year. We're in the middle of the Shemitah year. So heads up, Shavis does get a little technical. There are a lot of halachos when it comes to Shemitah, but it's fascinating and quite relevant, and I really look forward to learning it together with you. We will continue tomorrow.